Today, I'd like to introduce you to Sadia Z. Yunus, a licensed marriage and family therapist out of Long Island, New York. She'll be joining us, publishing some content for us here on our podcast, as well as our social media accounts. So, I'd like for you to join us in welcoming Sadia Z. Yunus to the program.
Welcome to My Open Heart. I'm Sadia Z. Yunus, licensed marriage and family therapist. I'm very excited to journey along with you through the heart, mind, and soul to uncover our greatest potential. Are you ready? I know I am. Come with me and let's get started.
Hi everyone, Sadia Yunus here. I wanted to talk to you about the importance of therapy. This is something that there is such a stigma about, not only in the Muslim community, not only in the Pakistani community, but in so many communities and so many families, that we see therapy as something that you have to have a diagnosis to go to, or you have to have a mental illness to go to, or people say that you have to be crazy to go to therapy. I want every single one of us to erase all of those negative beliefs and negative thoughts that we have about therapy and to open up our minds. We're human beings. There's so much that we go through. There's so many struggles within ourselves, in our minds, hearts, and souls, as well as with our relationship with others. You know, whether we're daughters or sons, or we have spouses or children, parents, there's always going to be a struggle. There's going to be misunderstandings and differences and arguments and disagreements. And that's okay, because it's part of the human experience. But it's also okay not to know how to handle things, or not to know how to communicate in the best way, or not to be able to deal with a life transition or a difficult situation. And so to feel all kinds of emotions of sadness and grief and loss and anger and frustration, all of that is completely okay. And what will be able to help us to be better individuals is for us to really work on ourselves, right? That whole thing of self-improvement, that I don't always know what I'm struggling with. You know, something may make me angry, or, you know, somebody's criticism or complaint of me really just ticks me off. I might not even realize what that's all about. And so therapy is a place that I can truly discover myself. It's a place where I can learn about myself. I can become so much more self-aware, and I can really see what's going on in my relationships, and I can really work on them and improve them. And so I wanted to reach out to all of you, so that all of us are a part of this movement, that going to therapy, going to counseling, getting help from a professional is perfectly okay. And it is going to be transforming, and it's going to be positive, and it's going to be something that will help you to live a better life. And I'm not only saying this as a therapist, but as somebody who's gone to therapy, and it's been one of the greatest blessings of my life to be able to learn about myself, to be able to improve, to be able to push myself beyond the obstacles that I had within myself and externally. And so I wanted to encourage everybody to do the same, to be a part of this movement, to try therapy out for yourself, and to get rid of all the stigma and the negative beliefs about it, and to encourage others to get the help as well, so that they can benefit, we can all work on ourselves and benefit, and make the world a better place, just one person at a time. Thanks for listening.